Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, good morning. We are Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Hope you're having a good morning so far. So, have an opportunity in front of us. When it comes to, depending on how old you are, if your kids are driving. So we're talking about okay. That age. This is what's going on. My wife, basically my in-laws, Nan and Papa, are offering us to buy a car from them that was Becky's grandma. Her grandma passed away not too long ago. And so they got this car. And they're going to give it to us at trade-in value.
Oh, ooh.
And I looked it up, and it's a really good deal. It really is. But they keep telling us.
You need a new car?
Well, we don't right now. I mean, my truck is a little rusty. I mean, it's getting old. Uh-huh. But they despise this vehicle. They really don't like it.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Becky's mom says there's blind spots, but it's got really low miles. I mean, it's got hardly anything on this car. It's a 2012, but it's almost like 15,000 miles. That's all it has. I'm like, wow.
That's good.
I know. But I'm trying to decide whether to get it or not. And because I could save money on gas with this car. It's smaller, you know.
You drive it?
Well, initially, but I was thinking maybe giving it to Sam, who is 14 now. And so he's going to be, 16 soon. He could drive it.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because mom and dad keep telling us reasons why the car's not good. It's like they're talking us out of this.
They don't want to sell you a lemon and then have their son-in-law come back at them.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
That could be.
Yeah, that could be
but
it.
Thinking about Sam, let me tell you what happened when my kids first drove. Each one of them had a fender bender.
Oh.
Each one of them came home crying and this happened and that happened. So I don't know where that weighs into your picture.
Well, now that you say that, Sally, when I got my driver's license, I got into, within the first year, 3 accidents.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
I had one. Why am I saying no?
One of them, I totaled a car.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rear-ended a woman. And for the dumbest reason, I hit the gas instead of the brake. Like, how?
Well, that settles it. He's going to drive a big old truck then. Maybe you've had an opportunity to purchase a vehicle from relatives. Maybe that could be a good thing or not, And maybe that's what's happening. I don't know. My wife's parents have a vehicle that used to be her grandmother's. Her grandmother passed away recently, so they have this car, that he's trying to get rid of, and it's a pretty good deal, guys. You're gonna give it to me like for trade in value?
Nice.
Yeah. So I'm trying to decide what to do. Should I get the car or not? Or I was thinking of my son Sam. He could drive it,
right?
Or he could just drive my big old truck that I have right now.
Sam should drive his great grandma's car.
Awesome. You think so? Okay. All right. Family Life Radio.
Hi, my name is Pamela, and if you don't buy the car, I will. I'm looking for a car for my granddaughter, and it sounds like a wonderful opportunity. And if you don't want to take advantage of that lovely offer, I would be more than happy to.
What's funny is that, and I didn't go into as much detail as maybe I should, but ever since we found out the opportunity we could buy this car, my wife's mom and dad keep telling us reasons why it's not a good car.
Oh, right.
It's got blind spots. It's, it's all these different things about, it's not a good car. Her dad, like all the possible mechanical things that could go wrong with it. It's fine right now, but...
They don't want to sell you a lemon.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love lemons.
Are you being serious?
I am being very serious.
Oh, wow.
I think she is.
You've created this in-demand market for this car.
No kidding. It looks like
we could have a little side hustle going on here.
Yeah.
We've been missing out.
It looks like another person's calling. Maybe they want it too.
Instead of Carvana, Kankavana.
Kankvana.
Where is it?
Oklahoma. Yeah, I'd have to drive it from Oklahoma.
She's driving right now.
That's fine. I'm driving on my way to work right now. I'll be happy to make a detour and go to Oklahoma.
So, cars from relatives. Do you get cars from relatives? Should I do this? My in-laws are saying, hey, we got this car. I'm going to give it to you for trade-in value.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe this will work for you. 888-9976. Good morning.
Growing up, we always bought these hand-me-down cars from her grandparents and parents.
Okay.
But anyway, we had this four-door Toyota. There's a red one here we bought. It had no reverse. I drove it in a year and a half without no reverse. So it was kind of fun.
How do you do that? How do you... You have to just know you can't back up?
Well, we had an inclined driveway, so I just give it a shove and it would go down the driveway, and then once I got down the driveway.
I guess you'd have to have find a park space where you pull through. You could never back out.
Only one time I had to have it moved because this big, huge dump truck pulled in front of me.
Couldn't back up.
That's the only time that I had to, you know, have help for it. So we had no money to buy the transmission, of course. I need a tranny. But it ran beautifully. It was a wonderful car.
This brings up another topic of car quirks. That's the ultimate. Mm-hmm. A car that can't back up.
I know. Yeah. This is the first for me. Yeah. My goodness.
No reverse. Yeah, for a year and a half, I drove it like that.
Wow. I don't know. That's amazing. You had to really pre-plan everything.
Yes.
Knowing you couldn't back up.
Right. I had to park, you know, in a specific spot.
Yeah. Just think about the what would that be like? You could never back up. Don't forget, this Sunday, it's the big old time change.
Yes, springing forward, which to me is the worst.
I don't mind falling
back, but losing that hour. Now, granted, the Family Life Radio Morning Show is based in Arizona, where we are one of the two states that we don't change the time.
Yeah.
And
lucky us.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just say this. For my entire life, except for the last 5 years, I've had to do the time change.
Yeah.
And you're right. Spring is like, Monday morning, it is a rude awakening.
Monday morning? How about Sunday?
Well, that's true.
Like, you're just like all messed up in a sleepy, hot mess on Sunday.
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Like a dead man walking, I'm in a sleepy daze. Take an hour for my slumber to save light in our days. On my 10th cup of coffee, I'm still gonna be late. I hope the worship team's still on stage. Stole the sleep from my night, and it just isn't right. And out west, they're laughing in Arizona.
And we are.
Daylight saving is a sleeper robber. Much prefer falling back in autumn. All through this sermon, I'm a biggie on her. Needed more sleep last night. I hit that snooze too many times a day. Precious sleep gone without a trace. I don't care if our days are getting longer. Daylight saving is a sleeper robber.
I love that.
Gonna miss that hour.
That's good.
Struggle meals. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
Never.
Struggle meal is when maybe it's not yet payday and you're running out of money, and so you feed your family with the cheapest thing possible.
Okay.
Yeah, so like something that you can get for an affordable price. I saw a picture. Somebody posted about their family eating cinnamon and sugar toast as a struggle meal, which that was breakfast for me. My grandma, I loved having that. I don't think that was a struggle meal.
Cinnamon toast is my favorite.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
Our struggle meal when my mom was running low on money, it was canned corned beef hash and these frozen potatoes. And it was delicious. She would mix the two together, and it was so good. I didn't even know we were struggling.
Wow.
There must have been an era of canned foods, because as I'm hearing what a struggle meal is, I'm thinking SpaghettiOs, canned fish, anything like that just was easy and cost effective.
Yeah.
Well, in college, I lived off that ramen stuff.
Right? That's definitely a struggle meal. When my mom and my aunt were little, I guess potatoes, they had access to a lot of potatoes. And so basically any way that you can make a potato, my grandma did it. And sometimes she would do fried potato sandwiches. She did this when I was a kid too, just because they liked them at that point. It's basically a French fry sandwich. So she'd fry up potatoes, put it on bread with mayo. And there's your fried potato sandwich.
Wow.
It is like a carb loader's dream.
Sounds yes, like it.
Yeah.
Man.
Yum.
All right. So your struggle meal growing up, what was it? 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio. We're Kenkel Fritz and friends. And it's time for some good news.
It's good news.
Good news of the day. You have any good news? Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Maddie is with us from Michigan. Tell us what's going on.
My mom is celebrating 1 year sober this month.
Awesome.
Oh, praise God. How did she get sober?
God just spoke to her and she's been great this past year and it's really turned it all around.
Praise God.
That's cool.
That's awesome. What's the change been like?
She's always been my hero, but seeing this come out in her, it just gives her new strength, and I just adore her.
I love that.
Wow, that's beautiful. How long was she struggling?
Since I was in middle school.
Oh, wow.
And now I'm in graduate school, so over 10 years.
And what a testament, you know, to how God can turn anything around at any point in time.
That's true.
And I always think that I wish somebody who is addicted would recognize not the shame, but the joy that comes from the family when they make that all so difficult decision to let go of the addiction and come back. I think a lot of times shame holds them back. So just the joy in your voice, I know, is such a blessing to your mom right now. So you keep telling her how proud you are of her.
She's been a blessing all throughout my life, and she's my hero, my best friend. So this is just a beautiful moment.
How lucky she is to have you, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beautiful.
You make sure you share those words with her. I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Religious people. maybe you've had bad experiences with people who are, you know, quote unquote, religious. And I think a lot of times that is what drives people away. That's why people run from Jesus. When I walked away from Jesus for 14 years, that was part of the catalyst. I was not treated well by, I was in the Baptist Student Union at school, and some friends just, they didn't treat me well. And I was like, well, this is not what I was looking for from people who say that they love Jesus. Here's the thing. You think about the bad experiences that you have had with religious people. Think about the experience that Jesus had with religious people.
Oh.
They killed him.
That's true.
I mean, that's kind of the worst experience you could have with somebody, I think. But he loved them. And that's the thing, I think, that, you know, I'm so grateful that I grew up with a mother who stressed the difference between religion and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, they're two very different things. And what I want you to know is an intimate relationship with Jesus. And I'm just so grateful for that because, if you put your trust, if you put your faith in people, you're going to be let down.
Yep.
Because we're human and we're flawed and we're messed up. And there's no way we can, even if we love Jesus, we can never live up to the standard that he said. We just can't.
No. And and maybe to
neither
help
can
you,
the people around us.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe to help you cut people some slack in your brain. I saw this bumper sticker and I was like, oh, it's good. It said, Christians aren't perfect. We're just forgiven.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I just saw this. What's normal at 3 p.m. but terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Oh.
And this person put the sound of an ice cream truck.
That would be a little off-putting in the middle of the night.
It's going through the neighborhood and an ice cream truck is blasting its music.
It's pretty ominous. I immediately, when you said that, thought of this Barbie alarm clock that I had when I was 5 years old. It was a battery-operated clock, and when it went off, it would flash, and Barbie would go, get up, get up, it's time to get up. Like, it was a super fun, happy thing. But the batteries...
terrifying any time of the day, Misty.
No, the batteries started going bad, and that's when things started going downhill, and it would start going off at weird times, and Barbie started sounding less and less like herself. One morning, it woke me up about 3 a.m., and it was just glowing this, like, weird orange color instead of flashing, and I just heard, "Get off!"
Misty, you were talking about your childhood alarm clock.
Yeah.
And it reminded me, when I was a kid, I had a Batman and a Robin alarm clock.
Okay.
Oh.
And it looked like the Batmobile. Uh-huh. And it had, the, you know, an actual clock for the time and things like that. And you can set one to go off. And when it went off, it was Robin that piped up right away. He goes, "Holy hole in the donut, Batman. It's time to wake up."
That's fun.
That's right, like Robin. That. Let's wake him up.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, that's funny.
And then he heard the car drive off.
I love that.
I do, too.
That's fun.
But it was one time was holy hole in the donut. The other time was Jeepers Creepers. It was all these different, you know.
Oh, that's
Robinisms.
Fun.
Yeah, it was cute.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well. Okay, this technically wasn't an alarm clock, but we initially got off on this conversation because it's like, what's fine at 3 p.m. and terrifying at 3 a.m.?
Right.
And I think I thought this was so cool as a kid, but I look back and I'm like, no, this would be terrifying any time of the day. I just showed you and Sally a picture. We'll put it up on the Facebook Morning Show page, but I had for my fifth birthday, a friend of mine gave me this clown jewelry box, and the clown would dance back and forth. And I remember loving that thing, but when I looked up a picture of it, it is horrifying.
Kind of creepy.
It is the creepiest thing in the world. And then dancing on top of, no.
And then combine that with clowns scare most people. So does that.
Oh,
thank goodness this thing didn't talk.
In a Family Life Radio, we are Kankle Fritz and Friends, and it's time for that joy report.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Give us a call right now at 888-888-9976. Ruth is with us. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I just want to let you know, no matter what's going on, I know that God's with me, and I work in a place where people recognize that, and they start talking to me as, "What's going on? Why are you so happy all the time?" And I tell them, you know, I know that I'm a child of God. God is with me all the time, and regardless of what's going on, happiness is a choice. It is not a situational attitude.
Well, wow.
That is true. You're right.
I've suffered from major clinical depression ever since I can remember. And regardless of what's going on, you can choose how you're going to react to that. That's the only thing that we own, is our choices and our attitude. And what a great gift and opportunity to testify of the greatness of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yes.
So, just curious, where do you work?
I work at a pet supply warehouse.
Oh, what company is it?
Chewy.
Chewy! There we go.
Chewy!
Yeah.
They're amazing, and their management, attitude, their philosophy is a servant leader.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, that is really nice to hear.
It's good to hear that in a in the general marketplace, that's a belief. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I love working there. And what a blessing. One of the young people stops me and they said, "I don't know what it is about you, Moose." They call me Moose. "But every time you're around me, I just want to be good."
Wow. That's interesting. What an interesting statement. I just want to be good.
When you are serving others like we do in Chewy, you know, you can't help but love the people that you work for. You can't.
Oh, I love that. Man, what a joy report. Thank you, Ruth.
To the person who keeps letting their dog go in my yard, I've got you on video and I'm posting it.
I just moved into this neighborhood and there are two stop signs on my street.
Pretty excessive, right?
How do I get one removed?
What's new on Nextdoor?
So I was at that new restaurant and my soup was lukewarm at best. Boycott.
The Nextdoor post of the day with Kankle Fritz and Friends on Family Life Radio.
If you have ever happened to use the Nextdoor, well, maybe it's a Nextdoor. You're like, I'm not going to do that again. The Nextdoor app, have you noticed a lot of it is just a bunch of complaining and things like that? Mm-hmm. I find it very funny. I really do.
Yeah.
I find some of the stuff on there hilarious. Misty, you found one recently.
Oh, somebody posted a picture of lemons And they said, free quality lemons, or we'll trade for grapefruit or other naturally grown products. And I'm like, wait a minute. Are you giving them away? Are you trying to trade them? Those are two totally different options. What are you asking for? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, there's quite a bunch of lemons there, too.
That's yeah. So you can either take them or you can trade.
Here's one I found. Does anybody know where I can buy Girl Scout cookies? I ate all the Thin Mints, and I need to replace them before my wife finds out.
That's pretty good.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.